Hallelujah. That's the truth. And that's the strength of a man. His ways are not effeminate, but because he has the spirit of the law in him. And he makes sure that the woman is governed by that same law. Sure he does. Hallelujah. I don't care if you folks get upset. It doesn't make any difference. You, all your children, makes no difference at all. I won't change one thing. I want to read this quickly in Psalms 22. I'm going to move quickly, all right? You go back and read it. It says, my father, why hast thou forsaken me? Is that not what Messiah said? Why have you forsaken me? Look at this now. He said, why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? I cry to you and you seem as though you're so far. He says, oh, my father, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, am I not silent? I'm waiting for you to answer. I want to hear you. He said, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praises of Israel. You see, he said, I know you inhabit, you love the praises of Israel. And true Israel will praise your way. He said, our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto you and were delivered. Why? They trusted in thee. Well, how do you think they could say that to Messiah? He trusted in your way. And he won't deliver him. They knew the scripture. They cried unto their father. He delivered them because they trusted in him. And they were not confounded. They were not crazy. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were not befuddled. He says, but I am a worm. And that's what we are. We're worms. And no man, a reproach of men and despise of the people. But we are not despised of the people. Something is wrong. You will be despised by mamas and daddies because they don't have a love of the truth of Yahweh in them. They don't love the laws of Yahweh. And when they're lovey-dovey with you, something, you need to search your heart. You need to begin to go down to the depth of your soul and say, where am I going wrong? You need to see what battle you really have over you. It's one of a sin and corruption of the battle of Yahweh over you. That's just it. That's just it. It's not my words, it's Yahweh's word. Jehu said, demons have forsaken me. Why? Because he loved this present evil world. And folks won't forsake you because they love the world. They love the world and they go back to the world. They love the world. They forsake the law of Yahweh because they love the world. And they find some religious whorehouse because they don't want that word to torment them. Your heart is not true, that word will torment you. It's a hammer. That's what it is. It's an axe. His old friend Jehovah would always tell us that battle axe. It's a battle axe. It cuts, it hews, it tears down. Sure it does. Yes, thank you, Yahweh. I'm glad of that one. Tear me down. I don't want anything of me to exist. Because I know all of me, there's no good thing in you either, honey. As far as my flesh, there's no good thing that dwell in your wicked flesh. I don't care who you think, there's no good thing. The law of Yahweh dwells in the heart and the soul of man. He writes you there. And the spirit is beyond your visible perception. There's no good thing in your flesh. You may think you're good, but you're not good. No, there's none that's good. Only Yahweh. If you want to use that expression, he's the only one. He's the righteous one. He's the just one. And there's no flaw or anything in him. He is the perfect righteousness of whom he is. Because what he is righteousness. That's what he is. And that is the expression we use in the English language expression. When we got that expression for his son's name, no, the expression of his son's name is just in the language that he spoke in Hebrew. Messiah. Yahweh is his name. He even tell us to praise him by his name, Yah. You can say what you want to. I know that that's the poetic form of his name. I've done enough research. I've read enough. And I know he has a name. He said to the house of Israel, you have forsaken me for every kind of God there is. For the God of the Zidonian, the Amalekite. He said, you have forsaken me for every God there is. And that's what this nation has done. It has forsaken Yahweh for every God. They got the church God. They have the Anglican God. That says that if they don't repent in America to say they were sorry for ordaining that faggot as a priest, they don't have to put him down from his position. Just say that they are sorry that they disobeyed the Anglican communion.
What wickedness. What a dark hour that a homo is a bishop. Homo is a pastor. A butch bulldagger is your leader. I won't have it. I won't let them do me like that. Yahweh is my leader. Hallelujah. And then if he's in you, I'll follow you, brother. I'm telling you. That's right. I will. I will. That's the strength of any man that he knows how to follow. Because Messiah followed the will of the Father. He knows how to follow. A boy can never follow. A boy will murmur and complain and hiss and huff and puff. That's what a boy will, but not a man. He said, what we need you to do? That, okay, all right, no problem, come on. Let's get that done. That's the spirit of a man, not a boy. A boy won't do that. The attention span is not long enough. But a man, he has the ability to subdue all things unto him because he knows his strength. It's when they get a man, he knows his strength. He knows it. It's not lifting 50 pounds or 200 pounds. It's lifting a load in his heart that he knows that that's his foundation and his sure hope. Why? Because he's been made alive through that promise of Messiah in his soul. So he stands in a great might and a great power. And he knows that nothing in hell no weapon that formed against him is going to overtake him. That's what he knows. He's not a boy. That's it. And a woman is not offended by submitting. She loves that beauty because it brings about a great aura and honor. And that's not what these butch bulldaggers have taught. And this, they call women right. Yahweh give the woman every right that she needs, and it's a holy right. She has a right to the tree of life. She has a right to come down with him. That, you tell me that's a right there. You can go before the king, that's a right, sister. You got a right. I'd rather go before him than Mr. Bush. I'd rather be able to go before him than Mr. Bush. Because that's what he is, a pile of bush and all the rest of them. Men have no conscience. None whatsoever. They have no conscience. And that's what this trash we call Christianity is, pagan. It is a pagan thing. Why? Because this is your hour and the power of darkness. And Shaitan is working mightily in this hour. These whole houses are filled. They got every kind of little participatory thing there is to keep flesh engaged. Brings forth no spiritual life. None whatsoever. Period. Let me come and preach in these whole houses. Just gather them all together and say, we got a preacher here. And I will preach. He says, but I'm a worm. He says in verse 7, and they that see me laugh at me. Did not they mock Messiah and scorn him? He said, and they shoot out the lip. Look at him. Shoot out the lip and they shake their heads saying, they say, honey, that's all you got? He trusted in Almighty Yahweh that he will deliver him. Let him deliver him. Seeing he delight in him. See, that's our deliverance, because we delight in him. If I suffer with him, I know I'm going to reign with him. Bring out the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivered them out of them all. So that's my delight. I know he's going to deliver me. Why? Because I'm not going to forsake his righteous laws. He says, but thou art he who took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my father from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassionately, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gape upon me with their mouths as a raving and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It melts in the midst of my bowels. I'm so out of control, I don't know what to do. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaw. Have your tongue ever cleaved to your mouth? When you're nervous and you're trying to express something and your mouth get all white and get all dry? You've experienced that? When I have. He said, my tongue cleaveth, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They were wicked men. There's a difference between a wicked man and a sinner. They knew the laws. They knew what the scripture says. And they defied the laws of Yahweh. They're wicked men. A sinner just doesn't have any understanding of the principles of Yahweh. Different between a sinner and a wicked man. He said, they pierce my head and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They parted my garment amongst them and they cast lots upon my vesture. Now here's the prophecy of Messiah. Is this true, saint? Is this true? Is this true? Come on, saints, answer me, come on. Is this true? If that is true what I've read, then everything else is true. He said, but be not far from me, O Yahweh, my strength. He said, haste to help me. He said, deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of these dogs. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horn of the unicorn. He said, I will declare what? He said, I will what? Did not Messiah say that, what I read on Wednesday? He said, I will declare thy name unto who? Unto who? Unto who? Thank you, Father. That lets me know I'm his brethren. He declares his name unto his brethren. That lets me know I'm his brother. He said, Father, I will declare your name. He said, no, I will declare thy name, not my name. He said, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I do what?
Praise
you. Hallelujah. Why? He said, I will praise you. He said, I'm going to make your name known unto the brothers. So that lets me know I'm a begotten of the Father. For he has declared his Father's name unto me. He did not say we could declare his name unto the wicked. He said, I'm going to declare thy name unto the brethren of the congregation. What is a congregation? It is simply call out elected holy people that have set themselves apart. That's why this is your always congregation. We're just holy people striving for that perfection. That's it. He said, I will declare thy name. This is a wicked generation. They don't love the name of Yahweh. They don't love his name. The shame of it. I will declare his name to my brethren. Now, brother may be ignorant, but I will still declare his name if he's a brother. If he's not a brother, he will reject it. He will go away from his name. And I will not declare the name Jesus. I will not forsake his truth. Not at all. Now, this is a man in great derision and great pain now. This is what this is. He said, I'm seen forsaken like you've forsaken me. This is your hour and the hour of darkness. The power of darkness. He said, ye that fear Yahweh, praise him. So that's why most folks can't do that. And all ye seeds of Jacob, he said, honor him, fear him, all ye seed of Israel. For he have not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be unto thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vow before them that fear him. They fear who? Yahweh. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Yahweh that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Not praise the Lord. We're going to praise Yahweh. And they shall praise him that seek him. When you don't seek him, you're not going to praise him. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto Yahweh. Shaul said, and they that call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. And we're in that hour in this dog. They that call upon his name. Don't tell me that. Even in our sin, we didn't even know in all of our ignorance. We called upon his name as we had understanding. And he still delivered you. You prayed those prayers. I know I prayed them, Father, if you deliver me, God, if you help me, God, I'll do this, I'll do that. What did he honor? It was not the words of your prayer. He honored the intent and the motive. And he held you accountable to that. Why? Because he has already called and justified those that he has called. He has already justified the ones that he will call. That's what he has done. We have been taught scripture in a way because it's come. You must understand that everything has been filtered through this Jezebel, the Catholic doctrine. And that's why you find such remnant of the Catholic doctrine in every kind of Protestant movement it is. You must understand Martin Luther did not want to do away with the Catholic Church. He did not. He was not against the Catholic Church. He was just a part of some of her little rituals and her little doctrines. That's what he was against. He did not want to separate from the Catholic Church. Martin Luther did not want to do that. He did like a relic in all of these lies because he knew the just shall live by faith. And so everything that has been done, she has had her hands on it. And I don't care these religious leaders, they don't speak against this Jezebel
The Paul Krauts, the Benny Hens, the Creplo Dollars, the T.D. Jakes. Why? Because they bring all of that ritualism into these whorehouses. And it's just like what the women were doing when they were crying out of the tambush. It's a pagan form of worship, brother. They just have a pagan conglomeration of trash and little bits of here, little bits of there. And they worship a god. And that god is not a god that has an identity. It is just like Hinduism, because you got 8,000 folks and they got 8,000 different gods. They've got 8,000 different gods. There's only one faith. One Yahweh, one baptism. There's only one hope, saints. It's not in Buddha, it's not in any kind of religious practice, only in Almighty Yahweh. The Messiah is that hope. There's no one else that can give us hope but Yahshua, the Messiah of Yahweh. He is the anointed of the Father. There are many gods. I will identify some of the gods. He said, when you forsake me, you will go to the gods. And that's what they've done. That's what they've done. You're hearing the truth today, saints. Most folks cannot receive this. They will not accept it. They will not. And don't you start wrestling with it. Just buy the truth and don't sell it. That's what you do. That's what you do. You judge me by the character, my spirit. I'm not like the rest of them. I don't do like these wicked preachers. I don't do that. I said to Brother Jeremy yesterday, I said, you know, I could have done just like any of the rest of them. I could have bought this land for Sister Robinson, me. And nothing any of y'all could have done. I could have bought it for me. I could have had me, Sister Roberts. It would have been mine. Had this building, make it a little larger. Have a little fellowship hall there. You all got to your little ways. Have every last one of them working. Bring the tithes, honey. That's all I want. You just serve your gods. Do your things. Go your way and folks will come. That's the truth. You look at this thing righteously, you see the name, even the name Jesus, that is nothing but a man. That is a sadistic thing, because more money is raised in that name than in any other name. That's the truth. You can find that the money is raised in that name. I don't care, you can be a whore. I was reading this morning what they call the religious page. That little young effeminate thing called himself Atkins, the one who won that, that show they had on television. Star for Now or something like that. And they were saying to him, how are you a Christian and you're a pop singer? Yes, I'm a Christian. It's a fine line there, but you know you got to know what to do. I can sing about this and sing about that. How can you in this, well, you can in this pagan Christendom. You can. You can be a whorehopper and a Christian. You can be a liar and a Christian. Mr. Clinton said he was a Christian. An adulterous lying deceiver. Mr. Bush says he's one. Mr. Cheney says he won. Mr. Kerry says he won. Everybody's a Christian. And nobody says anything. It's all right because it's just a little cheekish thing. You can be that. But what about a son of God? Well, we have our faith. What faith? That's only one faith. Scripture doesn't talk about two faiths. Well, we got the faith of the Methodist. We got the faith of the Baptist. There's only one faith. That's Yahweh's faith. Who gave every man the measure of faith? Who put that measure in you? Who put it in you? Who put it in you? Yahweh. And you don't thank him for that? I will. You don't have to thank him. That's all right. I will. I'm not going to let the rocks trot, honey. I'm going to cry out. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it, saints. I'm going to cry out. He means what he says. You don't cry out, the rocks will. And we all have stony hearts. We had rock hard hearts. And yeah, Yahweh called, take a hillbilly like old James from the hill. Take them like old Neesmith, a wicked thing, a Dale Rader, a crackhead, a dope addict, Sister Celeste. You hear that? It made him cry out. Take them like Sister Roberts or Jezebel and make him cry out. That's all right. I'll cry out. My heart was stoned. Had a stony heart. But he made me cry out. Deliver me. I'm not ashamed of it. Sure he did. So we don't cry out. There are folks he's going to make. They're going to cry out. They will. And they're going to love him too. Hallelujah. He says in verse 27, and all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto Yahweh, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before him. For the kingdom is Yahweh's, and he is governed among his nations, among the nations. The kingdom is Yahweh. And there shall be nations of every nation in the kingdom. And Yahweh is the governor of the nations. That's what it is. He is the governor of the nations. And we are a holy people. Royal priesthood. We are a nation unto Yahweh, each one in here. And he is the governor of the nations. And he must rule. He must reign. And the power of him reigning is that the truth of Messiah is in us. He is whom he said he is. He is the son of Yahweh. And that's who he is. He is the son of the creator. That's who he is. And that's what he declared himself as. He declared himself to be the son. He declared himself to be the son. And I walk in the authority of my father because he sent me in his name. And I come to tell you, I come in my daddy's name. Who is your daddy, Yahweh? Boy, you're a pagan thing. We'll kill you dead. And that's why they killed him. They hated that, the truth. I want to close with a few scriptures. I didn't mean to go this way, but that's all right. The Spirit of Yahweh knows all things. You can't forsake him. I want to show us. Let me read this. That's much, but I do want to read this. This is this generation here. We forsake Yahweh, this is what we want. I want to show you this. In 1 Samuel chapter 8. This is us right here. I wanted to show you. I want to read that too. I want to read this quickly. And I want to show you American scripture. And show us and how we act just like what scripture says. It's right here in scripture. Let me read this quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 1. Through 19. I'm going to move quickly. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, and the second was Abiah, and they judged in Beersheba. And the sons walked not in his ways. They did not do what Samuel did, but they turned aside after Leucah and took bribes, and they preferred judgment. That's what the enemy does. He wants you to take bribes. You prefer judgment. He said, then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and they came unto Samuel at Ramath. And they said unto him, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now, make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel, when they said, give us a king to judge us, and Samuel prayed unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people. He said, do what they said, and all that they say unto you, for they have not rejected thee. They have not forsaken or abandoned you, Samuel, but they have rejected me that I should not reign over them. Look at this now. Yahweh said, I know their hearts. I want to tell you what to tell them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them out of Egypt, even unto this day. And that's the way we have done things. He brought you out of Egypt, and you still work the flesh of Egypt. You still work after the flesh or the fleshly seduction of Egypt. You love the way of Egypt. He said, wherein they have forsaken me. And they have served God, so do they also unto thee. He said, they have forsaken me, they have forsaken you, and so they serve gods. Everyone got their own gods today. He said, now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit, yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king shall reign over them. And look what he says now. He said, you warned them that this is what I'm going to give you. And you would think they would say, well, we don't want him. That's the way this wicked world is. It's not that way. Give us Barabbas. Crucify Messiah. That's what we say. Give us our own insurrection. Give us our own extortionist spirit. Give us our lies and our cheating and our corruption. Just kill Messiah in us. We don't want him to live. And Samuel told all the words unto Yahweh, unto the people that ask of him a king. And he said, this will be the matter of the king that shall rule over you. He will take your sons, huh? He will appoint them for himself, my son, for his chariots, to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. He's going to use them. And they're using your sons today, the rap music. Your sons are running, your daughters. They're running into whoredom and sin. That's what he's doing. That's what the king is doing today. We want this dark king. This is your hour and the powers, a power of darkness. We want this king to rule because we're forsaken and rejected Yahweh. And he will appoint him captains over the thousands and captains over the fifties. So you're not going to get back. You think you're going to get back? No, he's going to make sure you're going to walk right. According to his stipulations. And he will set them to ear his ground. He's going to make sure they hear everything you say.
Well, I don't want nobody saying, know what I say to preacher David Roberts. I said that, but that's just wrong. Who told him that? And you always say your king is going to make sure there's their ears everywhere. Is that what old David said? What'd Jeff say? What? This is what he said, Captain. He said that. Oh, what'd she say, Jane, huh? That's what he's telling them right here. Do you hear that? He said that he will reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to the confectionaries. They're going to serve him. They're going to get all perfumed up and smell all good. That's what he's doing today. He's making the daughters. And this cosmetology spirit, cosmos, that's what it is. That's the root word, cosmos. Cosmetology, satanic. The rituals of it is satanic. It all has to do with the dead. And I'm going to show you all that, all right? You sisters quit digging in your hairs like that and trying to come up with these crazy perverted styles. It's all of demonic power. That's what they did in the death to make sure they look good when they died. That's why it's called cosmos. You shouldn't do it. It's right. Let some Jezebel strange thing, they let them dig in their heads. I don't understand that. The old folks had a sense of that. They say, honey, you don't let baby, that girl, she's bald headed now because everybody digging in the head. That's what they wouldn't let everybody dig in no head. You say what you want to. And now they'll let some Jezebel red fingernails painted up, some hoe, some punk. I say it that way. I use those expressions. Some faggot and effeminate thing. Girl, you shouldn't. You need to trim these edges, girl. Girl, let me cut these edges up. No. Come on, there you go. See, oh, baby, girl, you look good. Ooh, child. That's how they talk. Some little effeminate, perverted. That's wickedness. Digging in your head. Tell me, honey, girl, you don't need nothing like that. Dye that stuff blonde, girl. You need some red stuff. They're not even a punk. Because a punk is a good, I use a piece of punk. They put in the stove and it's a nice little piece of Kenner. They're not even punks. That's what a punk is. It's just a little thin piece of wood, just a little kindling wood. They're not even that. You can't even get a fire out of them. That's the truth. He said they're going to become cooks. All these little gals are there. The McDonald's, the hearty place, the cooking down. That's all they're doing. I got me a job. Yeah, I'm assistant manager at McDonald's. Honey, they know you're going to come to work every day. They make you assistant. Give you 10 cents more than the other one. I'm assistant at McDonald's. I work at Burger King's. Honey, I work at the Waffle House. That's what I work. That's what your king is going to do. You folks can sit here like we ignore all you want to. The jobs that they are producing in America are what they call service industry jobs. Because this is a greedy nation that loves to eat and greedy. That's all it is, a service industry job. That's all they're doing. Just to cook something. He said, that's what your king is going to do. They're going to make them bakers. He said, and he will take your field and your vineyard and your olive yard and the best of them and give them to his servants. They do that today. That's what they do. And he will take the tenth of your seed. And you can't give Yahweh a tenth? You can't give Yahweh an offering? Tithe? He said, your king, don't they get 33% of your taxes before you even, don't they? And you can't give Yahweh? You're sick in your spirit. He says, he's going to take a tenth. And he's going to give it to his officers. Well, America just worse than that. She takes 50%. You're going to pay taxes on your income. You're going to pay taxes when you buy from it. You got to pay taxes when you get gas. You got to pay taxes if you buy a loaf of bread. You got to pay taxes if you buy a candy bar. You got to pay taxes on everything. On a shirt, you got to pay taxes when even you're dead. Death taxes. You shouldn't have died. So we're going to make up for that. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodly young men and your asses and put them to his work. That's what they're doing today. They're laboring for this wicked world. They're relentless. Satan doesn't give them any reprieve or any rest. They're laboring for cars, for television, for home. You know, saints, there's something wrong when you don't have the boldness of Yahweh's anointing to speak the truth. You don't love someone when you're not honest with them. Love is a pure action of just honesty. It doesn't hide anything. And when you hide something, you're dishonest. You're a hypocrite. You're false. I'm an honest man. I will tell you the truth, what Scripture says. I tell you often, I love my natural mother, not enough to be a part of her sins, but enough when Yahweh tell me to tell, I would tell her. You're in sin, oh woman. And if you die that way, you're going to lift up your eyes in hell. And that's the truth. Oh, honey, I know God. You do. Glad you don't know the one I know. Sure, that's what I would tell her. With that, my mama, that would be dishonor. No, that's just love.
Because Messiah's going to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. They're going to say, honey, we did the bake sales in your name. We fried chicken in your name and cooked chitlin guts, and it's all wrong. He wants you to pray and fall down in his name. He didn't tell you to sell no chicken guts. He said, that's what your king is going to do. And that's what the king makes him do. Sell chicken guts and chicken backs and all that. Fry it up and look dinner and raise a little money. That's wrong. David said, I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. The seed I beg in bread. I don't have to beg bread for the wicked. I won't beg no bread. Yahweh makes a way. Why? Because he is the way maker. I don't have to beg no bread. The brothers go out and get jobs. I don't have to then beg the wicked. The wicked begs them. We want to hire you because you got the best price. Not the cheapest price, but the best price. The best price. That's all right. He loves me if you don't. He says in verse 18, in verse 17, he will take a tenth of your sheep and ye shall be his servants. And he shall, and you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And Yahweh will not hear you in that day. He said, you're going to cry out? No, he's going to put it on you. So the people thought about that and they said, nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, nay, but we still want a king over us. Just give us a king. I don't care if he steal our babies and make our gals abort babies away. Teach them how to be little whores and produce babies like flies. And abort them and kill them. I don't care about that. Give us somebody that will rule over us. We want to be just like everybody else. Well, I don't want to be like the rest of them. We want to be like everybody. Is that in scripture? Does it read that way in your text? That's the way this dark hour is. It's an hour of your. This is your hour. And so they said, no, we want our own king. I want my own king. Who's your king? My king is David. That's who I'm going to serve. He's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to walk the way David said, walk, honey. I know the way he wants me to walk. That's why I'm going to walk. It's wickedness. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. And that's the truth. He said that we may be like all the nations and our king may judge us and we go up before him and fight our battles. See, Yahweh fought their battles. Now they love lifting themselves. He will fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of these people and he rehearsed them in the ear of Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto his city. Yahweh's going to give you just what you want. Why? Because if you don't delight yourself in him, he's going to still give you your heart desire. Your heart desire, wickedness and sin, he's going to make sure you get enough of it. We that delight ourselves in him, he will put a desire there to know him, to love him, to worship him, and to bless his name too, saints. Let me close with this last one. I do want to read this. There's more, but I want to close with this one. It says in, where is that? It says in Isaiah. I wrote that down. I want to read this quickly. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 4. He said, oh, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken Yahweh, and they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger, and gone away backwards. And that's what this nation has done. We're children of evildoers. We're a sinful nation. We have forgotten Yahweh. We have forsaken him. And then we have gone after our own evil ways. And we've gone backwards away from his true laws. And he goes on to say in chapter 2 of Isaiah verse 6. Now this is us here. This is America. He said, therefore, Isaiah chapter 2 verse 6. He said, therefore, thou hast forsaken thy people. Yahweh says, I've forsaken your people, the house of Jacob, because they replenish from the east. And that's what America does. That word replenish is not the best word there. Or they get their goods or they have much or they have abundance from the east. And everything comes from the east. Eastern China. Eastern world. We replenish everything made in China today. That's what America is. And they are soothsayers. They love spiritualism in America, don't they? They all have their own mantras, their own strengths, and their own belief system. He said, like the Philistines. And they please themselves in the children of strangers. They love strange things. They love witchcraft. The television deceive their minds. I'm telling you, saints, this is the hour of darkness today. And you cannot be a partaker of wickedness. You can't. You must, Messiah. He withstood every kind of vile thing there was. You cannot You cannot have any fellowship with light and darkness. You cannot even walk in the same concourse with Yo and Beliah. It can't be. He said, the land also is full of silver and gold. Is this land full of silver and gold? Wealthy, isn't it? He said, neither is there any end of their treasure. We are rich in America. He said, the land is also full of horses, vehicles. What land has more horses than this land? I mean, cars, Pastor Kim Money, when he saw these cars, he said, he just looked and said, huh? He got on 95 and said, huh? Never seen nothing like that in all his life. Full of horses. He said, neither is there any end of their chariots. You get on these highways, you look like that. You can't see any end to the cars streaming everywhere. That's the truth. He said, the land is also full of idols. Every corner in America is a whorehouse. Sure it is. They worship with the work of their hands, and their own fingers have made it. They boast in what they've done. They worship in the things that their own hands have made. He said, and the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbled himself. This is the prayer. This is the, therefore, forgive them not. And Yahweh's not going to forgive this nation. She's not going to have any forgiveness. He's going to forgive his people of their sins. He's going to keep his people. He's not going to forgive America. She is apostate. She has a silver, her treasure, her idols. And you can't put your sons and your daughters, your mama, your daddy before Yahweh, before his truth. As long as you can't put no one. I don't care what you say. You put him first. He must be preeminent in your lives. You can't put no one before you put him. Not your son. I don't care how handsome he looks. Not your wife. He must be first. He must be first. He must. He must be first. I don't care what they think, what they say, he must. His laws, his righteousness supersede everything, what he says. I don't care whose fellowship I lose when it comes to this righteous law of Yahweh. Every man, Shaul said, demons have forsaken me. For he loved this present even world. He loved this even world. Forsake me, that's all right. Judas was took him with a kiss. So it's no strange thing. They love this evil world more than they love Yahweh. They do. But I have one thing to assure the hope of those that truly love him. Let me close with this. Sometimes I feel this way too. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Shaul says in verse 8, we are troubled on every side, yet I'm not distressed. We are perplexed, but I'm not in despair. I know where to turn to. He said, persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Why? He's always bearing about in the body of the dying of Yahshua, that the life also of Yahshua might be made manifest in my body. He said, I bear about the death of Messiah. And so I want that to be made known in me above all things. He said, I'm not forsaken. I get distressful, perplexed, but I don't have no despair. I know he won't leave me. He won't forsake me. He's going to go with me until the end. Why? Because I will not forsake his laws, his righteousness. You can forsake him. You forsake him, then there's a darkness, an hour of darkness shall overtake you. And it shall be your hour and the power of darkness. You want the power of light to shine in the midst of darkness. There's nothing like the sweet light when you see it in the morning. Nothing like it. Nothing. You can see everything. You can see the little bugs. You see that little thing when you're up in that tree trying to get you. You see everything. It's not like the bright light of Yahweh. And so that's why the light, when it shines into our life, it shows us every unclean thing, every vile thing, every corrupt thing. We need men today that will sincerely show us our sins and our transgressions. We need men like that. I'm not going to preach to you about the blessing because I have more than enough in you too. That we are so blessed. You don't have room for nothing else. You got life. You got health. You got strength. You got food to eat. I don't have room for nothing else. Hallelujah. I got food I can eat. I'm going to eat today. And I got brothers in Africa, India, and China, and Asia can't even eat today. No, I have blessings. I have 5 or 6, 8 pair of shoes over there, 6, 7 pair of shoes over there. I don't need no more shoes. I'm not going to preach that trash. I got a house to live in tonight to sleep in. And it was warm last night. I got a place to sleep in tonight. I don't want to hear that other trash. I'm looking for a house that's not made. The building maker is not man, a city is not man, but Almighty Yahweh. So I got more than enough. I'm not going to preach that. Bless you with a pair of shoes. You don't need no shoes. You need to bless somebody else with a pair. I don't have but two dresses, but you got more than some folks. Can you imagine wearing the same dress from the day for 2 or 3 years without ever washing it? Never put a pair of shoes on your feet in your life? And this generation is arrogant, is proud and haunted, get mad. I don't want that, Mama. I want this. You don't want them cheap shoes. Mama work, go out and work all day, Daddy, to buy some stupid punkish type shoes that some pervert wearing, some vile thing raping women, and get a pair of shoes that got his name on it, got her name. That's crazy. That's wickedness. That's not of Yahweh. That's not of Yahweh. There's going to be one name written on us, and that's the name of Almighty Yahweh. All this is a part of the pagan anti-Messiah. That's what it is. It is the power of the anti-spirit. I don't care what you say. It's against Messiah. And that's what he's doing. That's what the enemy's doing. He's putting every name in there except the name of Yahweh. That's what he's doing. Every name. Every name. Every kind of God there is. He's putting it in their minds today. And they don't even know Yahweh. And that's the truth. It is the truth. They don't know him. Pray, Yahweh, bless you. Give you strength, saints. Your hearts be encouraged today. Allow the word of Yahweh to cleanse you and to purge you. I don't want to hold back the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. There are men that do that. I'm not going to do that. Well, cause my friendship with you, Pastor. Well, that's all right. It was never friendship. Sure. Why? Well, that's my life source. I don't have nothing else, man. Not the money. We don't make enough money to sustain us. That's just a true saint. Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged, saints. I do love you all. Be encouraged. I do. Let's stand to our feet. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for all things. Bless your people. Go to my prayer, Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you all.